模拟演练。 A， 请听下面八段对话，每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, shall we leave for the train station?
Yes, sure. It's 6:45. The train will leave in 15 minutes.
Shall we leave for the train station?
Yes, sure. It's 6:45. The train will leave in 15 minutes.
Number two, here are the tickets. We'll leave for Nanjing tomorrow morning.
Okay, let's meet at the airport.
Here are the tickets. We'll leave for Nanjing tomorrow morning.
Okay, let's meet at the airport. Number three.What country do you want to start your journey this time? Australia again?
No, it should be Canada.
What country do you want to start your journey this time? Australia again?
No, it should be Canada.
Number four. Hello, Mrs. Sun.Welcome to Shanghai. How was your trip?
It was terrible. You know, the plane was late and the weather was too bad.
Hello, Mrs. Sun. Welcome to Shanghai. How was your trip?
It was terrible. You know, the plane was late and the weather was too bad. Number five.The price of a ticket from Beijing to Nanchang is 500 yuan one way.
Okay, I'd like to buy two one-way tickets.
The price of a ticket from Beijing to Nanchang is 500 yuan one way.
Okay, I'd like to buy two one-way tickets.Number six, when should I get to the airport tomorrow?
Please be there no later than 9:15.
When should I get to the airport tomorrow?
Please be there no later than 9:15. Number seven.Where do you like to live, Mike?
I like to live in the countryside, because it's quiet there.
Where do you like to live, Mike?
I like to live in the countryside, because it's quiet there. Number eight. I think climbing the mountains is an exciting sport. How about you?
I think so, and it is also one of the most dangerous sports.
I think climbing the mountains is an exciting sport. How about you?
I think so, and it is also one of the most dangerous sports.
B. 请听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。 请听第一段材料，回答第九、十小题。
Hi, Mary. You're back. Did you enjoy your holiday in the countryside?
Yes, very much. I had a wonderful time and some friends went with me together.
Where did you stay? In a hotel?
No, we camped in the mountains.
Sounds great. Was the weather good?
The sun shone early in the morning every day and it didn't rain at all.
How long did you stay there?
For 3 days. Some of us even didn't want to go back home. We've decided to go there again next year. Will you go with us?
I hope so. Hi, Mary. You're back. Did you enjoy your holiday in the countryside?
Yes, very much. I had a wonderful time and some friends went with me together.
Where did you stay? In a hotel?
No, we camped in the mountains.
Sounds great. Was the weather good?
The sun shone early in the morning every day, and it didn't rain at all.
How long did you stay there?
For 3 days. Some of us even didn't want to go back home. We've decided to go there again next year. Will you go with us?
I hope so.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy some tickets. Could you tell me the time of the last train to Beijing this afternoon?
I'm sorry to tell you that you've missed it. It just left 15 minutes ago. I'm afraid you'll have to wait till this evening or go there by bus.
When is the first train leaving tomorrow morning?
The first train is leaving at 8:10, and it'll get to Beijing at 10:45. But it may be a little late because of the bad weather.
Okay. How much does the ticket cost?
50 yuan and a half of it for a child under 1.4 meters in height.
All right. I'd like 2 tickets and another one for a child under 1.4 meters in height. Here's the money.
Thank you. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I want to buy some tickets. Could you tell me the time of the last train to Beijing this afternoon?
I'm sorry to tell you that you've missed it. It just left 15 minutes ago. I'm afraid you'll have to wait till this evening or go there by bus.
When is the first train leaving tomorrow morning?
The first train is leaving at 8:10, and it'll get to Beijing at 10:45. But it may be a little late because of the bad weather.
Okay. How much does the ticket cost?
50 yuan and a half of it for a child under 1.4 meters in height.
All right. I'd like 2 tickets and another one for a child under 1.4 meters in height. Here's the money.
Thank you.
请听第三段材料。回答第十三至第十五小题。
Do you know where the Nile is?
It's in Egypt, Africa.
How long is it?
About 6,671 kilometers.
Wow! How long it is!
It's the longest river in the world.
Really? How about the Changjiang River?
It's 6,211 kilometers long, the third longest river in the world.
The Yellow River is the second longest river in China, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's about 5,464 kilometers.
Do you know where the Nile is?
It's in Egypt, Africa.
How long is it?
About 6,671 kilometers.
Wow, how long it is!
It's the longest river in the world.
Really? How about the Changjiang River?
It's 6,211 kilometers long, the third longest river in the world.
The Yellow River is the second longest river in China, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's about 5,464 kilometers. What do you think of New York, Tom?
It's wonderful. I'm having a good time here. Lucy, what about you?
I think so. I really like shopping here.
Oh, I love visiting museums.
But the traffic is terrible.
Yes, I hate the traffic.
It's time to have lunch. There are lots of restaurants here. What food would you like to try? Italian, Indian, Japanese, or American?
I'm not sure. How about you?
Let's try American food. What do you think of New York, Tom?
It's wonderful. I'm having a good time here. Lucy, what about you?
I think so. I really like shopping here.
Oh, I love visiting museums.
But the traffic is terrible.
Yes, I hate the traffic.
It's time to have lunch. There are lots of restaurants here. What food would you like to try? Italian, Indian, Japanese, or American?
I'm not sure. How about you?
Let's try American food.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guide today. First, I'd like to tell you something about Nanjing before we get there. As you know, Nanjing is the capital of Jiangsu. It lies on the Yangtze River in the east of China. It is a big, modern city. There are about 6,500,000 people in this city. They are very friendly and helpful, and are always glad to tell visitors about their city. Nanjing is also a beautiful city. It has lots of parks and gardens. When you're in Nanjing, you should visit Xuanwu Lake Park. You can go boating and fly kites there. You may also climb to the top of Zijin Mountain. There are also many other places of interest, such as Nanjing Museum, the Great Changjiang Bridge. May you have a good time.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guide today. First, I'd like to tell you something about Nanjing before we get there. As you know, Nanjing is the capital of Jiangsu. It lies on the Yangtze River in the east of China. It is a big modern city. There are about 6,500,000 people in this city. They are very friendly and helpful and are always glad to tell visitors about their city. Nanjing is also a beautiful city. It has lots of parks and gardens. When you're in Nanjing, you should visit Xuanwu Lake Park. You can go boating and fly kites there. You may also climb to the top of Zijing Mountain. There are also many other places of interest, such as Nanjing Museum, the Great Changjiang Bridge. May you have a good time.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子。每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前， 你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容，独白读两遍。
The Caspian Sea is the largest body of water, with the land around it on the earth. So it's a lake, the largest lake in the world. It is almost 380,000 square kilometers in size. It's about 1,200 kilometers long from south to north, 320 kilometers wide from east to west, and 1,025 meters deep. It makes up more than 10% of areas of all the lakes on the earth. It's not a freshwater lake. In some ways, it's similar to the sea. For example, its water is very salty, and there are lots of sea fishes in it, so people usually call it sea.
The Caspian Sea is the largest body of water, with the land around it on the earth. So it's a lake. The largest lake in the world. It is almost 380,000 square kilometers in size. It's about 1,200 kilometers long from south to north, 320 kilometers wide from east to west, and 1,025 meters deep. It makes up more than 10% of areas of all the lakes on the earth. It's not a freshwater lake. In some ways, it's similar to the sea. For example, its water is very salty, and there are lots of sea fishes in it, so people usually call it sea.